RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I guess it goes to this company that put on, it was a play of Indiana Jones.
Oh.
And so if you guys have seen Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that's the first one. There's the iconic scene in the beginning, right? Where he's going in, trying to get the relic or whatever and bring it out. And once he makes the switch, that big boulder drops, right? And it chases him. It's one of the more iconic scenes, at least for me as a kid, remembering that going down. Well, during an Indiana Jones epic stunt spectacular at Disney's Hollywood Studios, a 400-pound boulder prop dislodged from its track. And then I showed Rob the video, a cast member. By the way, this guy deserves all the credit because he got in the way of this thing and changed its direction. Because it was going straight for the crowd.
Yeah.
And this could have just been an ugly situation altogether. I don't know if there's kids in the front there. I assume there's kids in the crowd. But it said a cast member was injured stopping it before it reached the audience. Disney says the cast member received immediate care and is recovering. It looks like an inflatable, but they're saying it's 400 pounds, so I can't even guarantee it's inflatable. But it's bouncing, and as he goes to push that thing, you see it. It throws him back. But he did change the trajectory of it so it didn't land in the audience. So hats off to him.
Joe, you got a shovel today?
Yeah, I'll give it to this. I will admit, I didn't read the whole article, but it's more of just there's a section of Ravens fans that want them to lose on Sunday, so John Harbaugh will get fired. That's who I'll give it to. Rob, you mentioned this yesterday. Okay, great. We're all tired of John Harbaugh. You don't necessarily know what's on the other side.
You don't.
So you know that if you win on Sunday, you have another chance to keep playing. Like, it's like in Family Guy when they say you can either have a boat or the mystery box. The mystery box could be a boat.
That's true.
But you could also just take the boat. So take the boat.
Take the playoffs.
Don't take the mystery box.
Yeah, you don't. If they lose, there's no guarantee John Harbaugh's gone. If they win, there's
exactly.
No guarantee he's staying.
Exactly.
I firmly believe, Joe and Jeremy, whatever Steve Bisciotti's going to do, he's already got his mind made up. Week 18 is not going to decide. Unless he says he's not going to fire him and all hell breaks loose, maybe then. Other than that, I don't think week 18 is going to decide. Speaking of the Ravens, I want to give my shovel to the random dude who walked up to me last night. He wanted to tell me that Lamar Jackson was holding out again for a contract. That's the reason why he's not playing. Jeremy, where do people get? And he wants to go to Miami. Jeremy, where do people get this from?
I don't know.
I said, I don't, how do you know he wants to go to Miami? Where are you hearing that from? You mean to tell me you don't think he wants to go to Miami? I said, wait a minute, that's two different conversations. You're saying he's holding out for a contract and he wants to go to Miami. You're presenting that to me as if it's factual. I don't think he wants to go to Miami, to be honest with you. I don't. Why do you want to go to Miami? Because you like the warm weather, but you got to play in New England and New York and Buffalo every year. You don't guarantee when you're playing there. I don't believe the whole Miami thing. I don't, for many reasons. Many reasons I don't believe it. But don't present it to me like it's facts and then try to twist it and say, so you mean to tell me? I'm not telling you anything. And as far as contracts concerned, how do you compare this to the 2022 situation when he had no contract after the year? He had no money. The Ravens owe him money. He's a $74.5 million cap hit. He's not holding out for a new contract. This is going to be an extension if he does one. But if he doesn't, if he gets hurt, they owe him money. If he's getting paid next year, why is he holding out for a new contract when he's getting paid one way or the other? And for him to extend is not doing him a favor. It's doing the Ravens a favor because it cuts down their salary cap.
Yeah.
Well, so what is this? Where does this talk of Lamar's just holding out again for a contract come from? Give me the factual evidence, because I actually believe that maybe he could have played several years ago when he had the contract situation. I think he could have. Well, he could have played hurt, but I wouldn't have done that.
But you know, like the same way that we have people that want to attack him, in the same way that people defend him. Like, we had people calling in, we were talking about Mike Preston's report, and just saying, well, it's not true because, okay, why? Because I don't think he would do that. Well, you don't think.
You don't think, exactly.
If you know, you know. But again, and that's not even me saying that everything that Mike had was right. That's according to his sources. But the fact of the matter is, like, people do this all the time, where they make up their mind that this is how things are. I just saw something. There's a couple of places on Facebook, these Ravens groups.
Uh-huh.
All they do is post fake information. Like, they were
posting factual.
Yeah, they'll post something like, and a bunch of these groups did it, where I think a cheerleader died. And they were like, Ravens cheerleader died. And it wasn't. It wasn't even from this city. It's just a made-up story. Or Ravens called Trevon Diggs and he's at the airport waiting. It's not true. Like, none of that's true. Could these things happen? Sure. But people make it up. And I just listen, I just read people posting on it like it's factual.
Let's go to Kevin in Catonsville, who has a shovel. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Hey, man. I want to give my shovel to the people who say, let's put Tyler Huntley in, and don't realize that Lamar Jackson is the reason for our expectations.
It's plain unreal. And simple.
Yeah.
We didn't have those expectations when we were rolling with Kyle Bowlen, Stoney Case, you know. But the reason we feel like we're a Super Bowl contender is because of Lamar Jackson, man. Y'all have a good new year.
You too, man. New year as well. 410-583-1057 is the number. I guess when I see those Ravens page and Ravens fans, I see it on Facebook. I never read it. Like, I already know where it's coming from.
I think one of them was like, was it like Ravens HQ or something? Like, it's on my feed. I'm not a part of the group, but I see this stuff and I'm going, this story isn't even remotely true, and they're posting it, and there's 80 responses to it as if it's true. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Connor in Bowley's Quarters. What's up, Connor?
Yeah, my shovel is the people who say that we should trade Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley is the QB of the future, as if they didn't see what happened multiple years ago.
Why do people do this, like, with the Tyler Huntley stuff? What is it?
I told you.
Even Shannon Sharp said, ride the hot hand. Are you stupid?
Yes. Are you asking that? Have you listened to him over the last 2 or 3
years?
You
played in this league, and that's what you want? Like, you can't run the same offense with Lamar in there if you wanted to hand it off?
Because what he remembers is the Baltimore Ravens winning with Trent Dilfer. That's what he remembers. Yeah, but your other option was Tony Banks. It wasn't Lamar Jackson. Your other option was Tony Banks. This is completely different.
Not
Tony
the Banks two-time MVP.
Exactly. He didn't win two of them. And
what? Oh, he should have won a third. I was trying to leave it out. I say it all the time, and you get tired of it. And now the one time I don't say it, you want me to.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side.
Should have won three MVPs.
My favorite segment during football, Over Under, up next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time for Over Under, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, this says I can check in now, but it's not letting me check in. I'm hitting check in.
Man, that sucks. Sounds like a you problem.
It's not letting me check in, man.
Why can't you check in? Did you find out if you have to check everyone in?
It won't let me check in, so no, I don't know.
Have to worry about it in a few weeks because they're not going to have...
It just says, keeps sending me to a way to book for $44 for something.
Yeah, that's how you check in with the $44 plan.
This is crazy.
Yeah, what's the last... Is it the... I was going to say the C section. What's the last section it goes in? Is it B or C?
C.
C? That is the C section. That'll be you guys.
This is annoying. Yeah. And I can't check in.
I had a situation where I was on the plane and I asked someone to switch seats, you know, because sitting with my family was, you know, and they looked at me and said, sure. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll just stay over here away from them because it's probably a little bit better. I don't want anything to do with that. Have you had any weird flights sitting next to people?
Because
I had the weirdest one next to the little dude that was...
Brett Hollander. No.
the horse baby guy.
No, I don't think I have. I don't have any that stand out.
Yeah, I sat next to a guy that looked like the leprechaun from the movies. And he was a horse trainer from Russia. And he was a really interesting dude. He was like 3 foot tall. And we had the worst turbulence in my life. He took his shoes and socks off barefoot just hanging there.
I once flew with a girl. I was hoping it was turbulence, but it wasn't.
No. Well, sorry, man. You ready for your over-unders? You said this
no,
is your
I'm
favorite.
Trying to check in.
You said this is your favorite segment.
All right. Derrick Henry, 24 and a half carries. Over or under?
I'm saying over, because if they don't, I don't know what we're doing.
I'm going over as well. I think he gets 25 to 27 carries. I don't think he's going to get 30-plus. Ravens, 199 and a half yards passing. Over or under?
I'm saying over. I don't feel good about this one, though. I feel like Joe picked a good number finally. You know, it's been 5 years, and he finally got one that was good.
I'm going under. I don't think they're going to have that. I think they're going to run. Ravens, the defense forces 1.5 turnovers, over or under?
I went under. I think they might get one, but I just went under.
Aaron Rodgers still is not a turnover machine, right?
No. I mean, and then you look at it like, again, strip sacks. Are they going to get to the quarterback? Are we looking at interceptions? I just don't. I think he's going to throw one up for grabs, because if the game comes to that point where he's got to try to make a play downfield, even if it's just to keep you honest.
I'm going under on the turnover thing. Aaron Rodgers, 239 and a half yards passing, over or under?
I went under. I think the number seems close to it. I think he's probably just over 200.
I predicted this twice this year. This is the second time. First time I predicted it happened. I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers finishes the game.
Hmm.
I'm going under.
You think Mason Rudolph's coming in?
I'm going under.
All right.
All right. Steelers, 2.5 sacks. Their defense sacks us 2.5 times. Over or under?
I'm going over. I think if Watt's back, I think they can get a couple in there.
I'm going over either way. I think, you know, we're going to try to make some plays when we do throw the football. So I'm going over. And plus, if Lamar Jackson's quarterback, and he holds on to the ball a little longer, and I'm okay with that because he makes bigger plays, throws the ball downfield.
I just saw PFF posted Derrick Henry since joining the Ravens. 93.7 PFF grade, that's first among running backs. 3,390 yards rushing, that's first. 32 rushing TDs first. 167 first downs first. 2,156 yards after contact, that's first. But it was Keaton's turn 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God. Six plays.
No, we're not letting that go, in case you're wondering. You know, it's funny how we're talking about the season and not getting the football enough. Derrick Henry this year, in 16 games, he's rushed for 1,469 yards, 16 touchdowns, and he's averaging 5 yards a carry. 5.1 yards a carry. This is what this man has done. He averages 91.8, essentially 92 yards per game rushing. That's not enough, to be honest with you. I want to be totally honest.
Well, you remember how like 1,000 yards was the benchmark for a good running back. What was that, like 60-some yards a game?
And you know why you better give Derrick Henry the football and let him eat on Sunday? It's his birthday.
That's interesting, too.
It's his birthday. January 4th, he'll be 32 years old.
Maybe he'll be sipping champagne when he's Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome. That's his birthday, huh?
Yeah. How much longer do you think he can do this?
I think running back when they hit 30, they're on borrowed time. I don't care how good they are.
He's the first running back to do this in back-to-back years after hitting 30.
Yeah, I think they're on borrowed time. I choose to enjoy it while it's happening because I don't know if he told me this story or he told it publicly. Lenny Moore once said, he remembers rounding the corner and defenders dove at his feet and it would just miss. Years later, rounding the corner, defenders dove at his feet and they would hit the bottom of his cleats. Year or two later, round the corner, and they clipped his ankles. That's when he knew it was time to go.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the part for every athlete. I always like asking guys, like, when did you know it was time to retire? Because there's plenty of guys that get dragged off the field or the court, or they're forced out. Like, hey, man. Like, Joe Johnson's still playing guys one-on-one in the NBA. He's like, hey, anybody want to play? Doing the three-on-three thing? That guy's going to play for the rest of his life. But you got guys that at some point where you go, man, ain't no way that guy should have caught me, or ain't no way he should be able to stay with me. And then you realize it's time to hang him up.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're here on this hump day Wednesday, but for us, it's not hump day. We're out of here.
Yes.
For the rest of the week after the day. Last day, final day of 2025. We hope it was a great year for you. And if not, we hope 2026 will be better. If it was a great year for you, run that thing back in 2026, man. We're going to have Tim Benz from the Tribune Review Sports and also from Fox Sports Pittsburgh. He will join us at 9 o'clock to tell us why the Baltimore Ravens will beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, or maybe not. But on the other side, the man that everyone's been talking about for a calendar week, seemingly, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us on The Fan. Final day of 2025. What a year, what a year. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ravens are trying to open up the year. This will be great, though, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens could open up the new year and flush 2025 out, win the game, get to the playoffs, and maybe start anew in 2026.
Look, we know how cliche it is to sit here and say once you get in the playoffs, everyone is 0-0, but it's true.
It's true.
And in this year, we had a caller talk about it earlier. I think it was Trippy. Had said he believed that the Ravens could get another home game if they win against the Steelers.
And another one.
Because, like, if you look at it, I don't think anybody is afraid of, and I hate using the word afraid, but those top-tier teams, the number one seeds outside of when you look at the Patriots and the Broncos, whoever ends up getting it, I don't think teams fear those guys.
And here's the man of the hour from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, the professor, Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, it's a little cold outside, but I can hang with it.
Yeah, we had snow up in Harco this morning when I was leaving. Got down here, not so much. This week, all about Lamar Jackson. I was just asked, do I think Lamar will practice today? I don't think he will, even though I think he will play on Sunday. Your thoughts on that, Mike?
I have no idea. And I've kind of skipped over that for the past couple weeks. Because if he wants to go, he goes, and if he doesn't, he doesn't. And that's his decision, and it depends on how the body holds up. But I don't know, so I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, we were talking about the fact of how many carries does Derrick Henry get. I mean, obviously game flow can affect that, but is this a game where he should get at least 25 carries?
You got to pound the ball. I mean, you're on the East Coast. That's the weather. That's the situation. You got Watt, who may come back this game. I'd run right at him. I'd pound him into the ground as much as I could because you don't know what you're going to get from him. And Pittsburgh has had problems stopping the run, so that's what I would do. And, hey, man, that's what they do well. They run the football. And we've been saying that all year. Well, stick with your game plan. I think they've discovered it in the last 2 weeks. Maybe that's their offensive identity, so that's where I'm going to go and stay with it.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Speaking of pounding the rock, I mean, do you have confidence that this team will stick to the game plan? Because mysteriously, they've abandoned the run for no apparent reason in the past, Mike.
I've seen that happen the last 2 years. You know, I saw it in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. I kind of saw it in Buffalo last year. No, you got to stick with the game plan. And I think John Harbaugh last week came out and basically said, I'm not buying the rotation thing. We got to pound the rock. That's what we're built for. Stick with it.
Hey, as far as it goes, Mike, with the Steelers, anything worry you about the offense? I just went on a Steelers podcast, and they were talking about their best receivers possibly being their tight ends and running backs right now. Is this a situation where maybe the Ravens can sit on some routes or play some more man-to-man?
You know, the way I look at it and approach this game, it all comes down to Aaron Rodgers and if he has one more miracle left in that body and that arm. Because there's no Metcalf, Calvin Austin, the number two receiver. We don't know if he's playing. We'll get an injury report today. There's no Darnell Washington, the big tight end. So, they got nothing. You know, they don't have anything that you can judge and say, oh, that's the fear. And you go back and you look, Metcalf roasted the Ravens a couple weeks ago, and then Diggs came in and did a number on them 2 weeks ago. You got to have a good weapon on the outside. They don't have anything. I want to see what they have. I would be surprised if they can go and get the ball and move the ball downfield. I don't see it.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Joe asked that question earlier today. If you're Zach Orr, which offensive weapon of the Steelers do you neutralize? I said the one that I would. I don't know what the Ravens have the personnel or ability to do, and that would be to rattle Aaron Rodgers, get to him early and get to him often, because I think that could not, take a lot of the Steelers' offense. I just don't know what the Ravens can do it.
Well, that's true because their pass rush hasn't been that great. But, Rob, that is the key. That is the key because if you go back and you look at that Cleveland game, he was rattled in that game. Man, you could see it in his face.
Yeah.
Very puzzled, befuddled by what was going on. I'm like, yep, he's a statue, but he still can get it done. But I'm not sure he can get it done with this group of receivers. I think the Ravens win, and I think they win convincingly.
Now, as far as the defensive side of the ball, you know, we've been talking about this with, and I think we talked about it with you on Monday about Marlon Humphrey. Do you think there's a chance we see that transition of him playing some safety in this game?
Not in this game because they don't have Metcalf. There's no Diggs on the outside on this team. There's no one to fear. I think maybe down the road that might happen, and I'm talking about next year.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're stuck right now for what they got, but I think next year they might have to look at that and say, okay, it's just that time. But, hey, guys, who do they have that's playing better? Wiggins? Hmm. Nah, not after what we saw last week. Okay? The other guy, Woozy, whatever his name is,
Woozy.
Maybe they move him over. Yeah, maybe they move him over. I don't know. But my thought is if you have a number one receiver on the field and you can match up with him, you send that guy all over the field with him. The Ravens play more directional where they keep guys on each side. It works for them. Well, it kind of works for them. But that's the way I would approach it. But, hey, they see it differently. They do things differently. And, you know, I go back to they can say what they want about Zach Orr. Chuck Pagano, he coaches those DBs. He's accountable as well.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, I'm sure it's been a hell of a week with you. For you, has anyone from the Ravens reached out to try to attempt to talk to you or have a discussion with you about your column?
Capital N, capital O. Dude, no. They know. Come on. They know what I wrote was correct. You know, they might dispute some things here and there, but they know it was correct. And all I did was just try to, hey, if Lamar can elevate his game from this, that's a great thing. And if he doesn't and he wants to stick with his original game plan, that's fine too. But I'm a columnist. That's what I do. I give my opinion. I give commentary. And I'm analytical. That's my job.
You're not tapping out, are you, Mike?
Oh, my God. You know,
and their folks doubling down on that, Mike.
I talked to Jerry Coleman yesterday, and then I'm like, Jerry, that's your word. And he agreed. He just said, yeah. And I said, and that's people who come up. And I said, I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to argue with you. If you say tapped out, you say tapped out. I don't care. I just really don't care. All right? But, hey, if you want to ask me my favorite phrases, go give me some Ric Flair. Be the man. You got to beat the man. Face Mountain. I'm more of a Ric Flair kind of guy. I do not use that phrase. I don't.
All right, Mike, give us a winner.
The Ravens will win. I think they'll win by 7 to 10 points.
7 to 10 points.
I don't see Pittsburgh having a way unless Aaron Rodgers plays out of his mind and he plays like the old Aaron Rodgers instead of an old Aaron Rodgers.
I know it's a big if. If they win, it looks like Houston would be most likely the team that comes here. I saw a look-ahead line having the Ravens favored by 1.5. How would you feel about that matchup?
That would be kind of scary. Stroud is kind of iffy, but their defense is excellent. Their defense is very good, and those pass rushers they have on the outside, they got a good corner, they got a good safety. That would be a tough matchup for the Ravens. And they like to penetrate and shoot gaps. That's going to be tough for the Ravens to beat up on that one. But, hey, maybe the Ravens have found their identity. Run the football. That's it. That's all you got.
So if they have to throw the football, let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers stop the run on Sunday, who do you want under center or in the shotgun? Who's better suited to beat the Steelers through the passing game?
In terms of the quarterback?
Yes.
Come on, man. It's Lamar Jackson. This ain't even a thought process.
I'm with you, but hold up. Now, you say that. That's not what we're hearing from everybody else, so that's why I'm asking you. There are some people who believe Tyler Huntley, am I right, yeah. Jeremy, gives the Baltimore Ravens a better chance of winning.
They do. He does. If they throw 12-yard passes down the field where the guys don't sit on the routes. But, nah, man, you got to have some explosiveness. You got to have forced defenses to play you wide. Huntley, I think, is a good backup, but he's not – a prime-time guy, and if he was, he would be starting. He's not. So Lamar Jackson gives him the best chance of winning, period.
There is Mike Presser. You can find him, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, thanks a lot, my man.
Have a happy new year, man. We'll see you next year.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm going to go tap out right now. Okay. I'm going to tap out right now. All right. See you guys.
All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to doctor this and play it later and say Mike did say tap out.
You know, can I say this though? Like I know Mike catches a ton of grief for things. I know he asked to get my cell phone at one point when I was in the hospital and some things were going on. One of the first people that checks in on you to make sure you're doing all right if you come out of surgery or if you had something going on in your life. So I think the guy's a good dude no matter what anybody else thinks.
Let's go to Rome in Columbia. What's up, Rome?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to you. I was calling about Mike Preston. I think you know, he said he's a columnist and all of that. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How does anybody know whether a grown man is playing video games at 1 a.m. at his own house?
Well, because
how does anybody know that?
You can find that out because everything's done online, and you can see when people have played. You can play against them.
No.
You're telling me no, you can't? Are you telling me no, you can't?
Rome, you just asked how. Jeremy's
and I just
telling
explained
you
it to you, and you're telling me no, you can't. Of course you can.
Okay, so
you can find out whether I played the last time I played online. You can't. I'm not saying that's what they did.
Yeah.
But you asked the question. We answered your question.
Okay. All right. So one final question, and I'll get off. I know everybody's giving Mike Preston a hard time. But do you think that Lamar Jackson's camp or family or team or anything should sue this dude for libel? I mean, just like slander or whatever, because he's just making up stuff, man. I mean, seriously. I mean, can you do that?
No, you can't. It's Freedom Press, number one. And I'll say this. Lamar Jackson playing, I hope you're still there, Rome. Lamar Jackson playing video games to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning could be true. But if he does it, it didn't affect him when he won 2 MVPs. Yeah. And Jeremy?
We've talked about that.
Yeah, he should have won three
there you MVPs. Go.
Lamar Jackson falling. I think Lamar Jackson probably could have fallen asleep in a meeting. But I don't think Lamar Jackson is a disrespectful person that routinely falls to sleep in meetings, plural. So I know where you're going with that. But to say that it's made up is that's where I draw the line. I don't know whether it's made up Rome or I don't know whether it's I would lean more towards I don't know if it's relevant.
And can I even say this? If he was playing video games till 3 in the morning, I don't give a rat's ass. No, he's home.
I don't think it's relevant. I really don't. I think so to me, the real question is we keep trying to find out whether it's true or not. I don't care if it's true. I don't think it's relevant. Lamar Jackson, is him playing video games is not the reason he can't get block up front. It's not the reason for that. Lamar Jackson playing video games is not the reason they're blowing double-digit leads and has done it more than any team in the NFL in the last 5 years. That's not the reason. So we keep hunting whether or not it's true. To me, it doesn't matter whether it's true. I don't think it's relevant.
I think people being upset about the timing of it, that makes sense to me, and being angry at Mike. But we did have people call in when Mike was on Monday just saying, hey, man, I don't like that because that's my guy. That's my team, and I don't like it.
Exactly. And I'm cool with that. Tim Benz from the Tribune Review Sports and Fox Sports Pittsburgh joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, man, it seems like it was like 3 weeks ago the first round of the college football playoffs were played. They resumed tonight. Jeremy and I are going to take a look at it up next on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Did you go with the Patrice Rush forget-me-nots?
Oh, I thought maybe you meant Rob had got that thing in Men in Black where they take away your memory because he had forgot we had a guest right now.
Hey man, you know the mic is on, right?
I was talking to Joe. I can talk into his ear. He can hear me. Joe, can you hear me? All right, cool.
The Maryland Lady Terps have not scored under 80 points all year long. That's 14 games. They scored 90 or more points in each of the last six games. But they are destroying people right now.
But did you know that we remember 33% of the time when Brenda's coming on the show? Did you know that, Rob?
Joining us right now, head basketball coach of those Terps, Brenda Freeze. What's going on, Coach?
Oh, man, the two of you. I love it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
Mr.
too.
Mr. Forgetful over here.
Hey, six games in a row, you've gone over 90. What has been the key to this offense?
You know, I think we're finally kind of settled in on our rotations. I mean, heaven forbid that there's no more injuries. You know, I think that kind of disconnected us a lot, you know, just with your rotations. And now they've, you know, between all the practices and the games, they've really kind of gotten their continuity. And, I mean, obviously this team can really score, but I'm really excited as well with their defense. I think they lend a lot of their defense to their offense, and they take pride in both ends of the court.
Hey, I stand corrected, though, Jeremy. They did score under 80 against number 16 Kentucky, which means Coach Freeze owes us some down backs. Yeah.
Well, Coach, I know we talked to you about this last time, but I was just saying, Rob, I mean, at least you get to the easy part of your schedule, right? Because if I'm looking at it, you just get, what is it, number 19, number 17, number 4, number 4, number 24, number 20, number 19, and you only finish the season with number 6, but no big deal. What is it like? I mean, do you feel like you're even more battle-tested playing in a conference like this?
For sure. I mean, you just rattled it off. It's a gauntlet. You know, you cannot look ahead because that's what you're going to see. So it really is one game at a time and understanding every single team in our league can play. But I do love the fact that we're going to learn so much about ourselves, and it's going to prepare us for postseason play.
Brenda Freeze joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I mean, you talk about you take pride in offense and defense, which is important because defense is effort. Defense is want to. But really, when you look at this basketball team, they just seem to click. They just seem to gel. What was that moment when you realized this team was special?
You know, I would say, well, two. Obviously, the Kentucky game was the first test where you just kind of wanted to see with the ranked opponent and the team with a lot of size how we were going to fare. And they never flinched. I mean, they were ready for that moment. And then clearly anyone who's watched the Minnesota game to see us take that game to double overtime. Yeah. And that was the day we had lost to KK Smichael and had one practice to prepare without her. And, you know, to see us down 9 and come back within 45 seconds to win that game, I think gave them a ton of confidence just to know and understand what a special group this is.
Hey, Coach, because it's a New Year's Day game against Illinois, which we'll get to them in a second, you do anything special with your team tonight or anything, or is it just kind of laid back?
You know, we'll be in lovely Champaign, Illinois for New Year's, so we'll be taking them to a nice dinner, but that's about it. Yeah. You know, you got to get your rest and be ready to play on New Year's.
It's just another day. It's nice to have the team together around the holidays because I know it allows you to do some things.
Yeah. This will be my first experience traveling on New Year's with a team. We fly to Atlanta tomorrow morning, so it'll be a different experience being New Year's on the road. But you have another experience coming as well because you have a very special anniversary coming up for your Terps that will be celebrated at home.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this upcoming weekend, and I can't believe it's the 20th anniversary of this 2006 national championship team, and everyone from the entire roster is coming back. Shea Duran is flying over from Israel. Ooh. And a host of activities. We're doing a private dinner on Saturday night with them. And then on Sunday, we have a pregame event for anyone that wants to join with the national championship team. It's an event that they'll all be at right before the game. And then there'll be a pregame recognition before the start of the tip against Indiana at 6:00. So just a great weekend. I hope a lot of people will come out and be able to see, you know, these former players that brought Maryland the first national championship to women's basketball.
Tell us a little bit about this Illinois team. I mean, they're 12-1 on the year, and you guys 14-0. I mean, we keep talking about the Big Ten. What problems do they present?
Yeah, they're really good. They're undefeated at home for a reason. They just have a wealth of scorers. You know, their starting group off the bench. They're really deep. They're fearless. They're physical. It'll be a big test for us. And, you know, like I said, anyone in the Big Ten, but it's a team that, you know, up to this point may be our biggest test and battle that we've had up to this point.
Yeah, with Brenda Freeze, head coach of the Maryland Terps. Brenda, I want to go back to what you were talking about with the celebration because I had a chance to see you do it on another scale a little bit earlier, a couple of months ago, with former players, now coach Laura Harper and Christy Tolliver. And you talk about special groups, and I was looking at that roster the other day, Crystal Langhorne, and you talk about Shea Durant. That was Marissa Coleman was on that team as well. Looking back now, how has your relationship changed with that roster, with the individuals?
Well, I'm still in contact with all of them, and I'm just so proud of each and every one of them. It's no surprise that they all have gone on to do incredible things out there in the workforce. They're making an impact, and you would expect that with the kind of success that they had here. They were young. They were fearless. It was, you know, two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior in that starting lineup, and really, really excited to be able to have them all come back and well-deserved to be able to recognize them.
Now, am I right? Was Diane Richardson on that coaching staff?
She was not.
Oh, she was not.
She
okay.
Was not.
All right. All right. Well, yeah. It's going to be a special day. It's going to be tremendous to see you ladies celebrate that. And I agree with you. 20 years doesn't seem that long ago, but it was. And we look forward to celebrating another national championship down the road as well, Coach.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Go Terps.
Go Terps. Thanks a lot, Coach. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Baltimore, Joe, do we have any other guests that Rob forgot about? Do you know if there's anyone at all? Could we have any other surprises in the final hour of the year? Is there
baby New Year is going to join the show in a little bit?
We're in here talking to one of the big bosses. He's sitting down chatting some college football. Rob's like, "Hey, we're talking college football next. Ah, we're going to do this." And then Joe comes in. He's like, "Did you forget Brenda Freeze was on the show?"
Mm.
He doesn't even say anything when he knows he's wrong. He just gets quiet over there and grunts. That's it.
It happens, man. He had to do it one more time to finish off the year.
Man, stupid is
at the buzzer. At the buzzer.
Yeah.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? No, I set that one up.
He usually comes on Friday. Are you sure, Rob?
But on the other side, Tim Benz from the Tribune Review Sports from Fox Sports Pittsburgh.
I set that one up, so I know he's...
Mom posted. I just forgot to tell you that she was posting.
Yeah, I didn't forget to tell you guys.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.